This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And we are here recording a very special announcement for you, everyone, on all channels. We have been hinting for a while that because the Patreon has done so well that we're planning something neat.
Mm-hmm.
And we are ready to announce our thing that is neat.
Yes. We have nailed down some specifics. Mm-hmm. For a while, we've been talking about something called DuckCon. This is like that, but not quite that.
Yes. We've thought about that. We talked about it. It is feasible now. However, the way that things shook out and kind of what we're going to actually do is something we're instead calling Duck Fest.
Duck Fest, a day of duck feed.
A day of duck feed, the day of duck feed. And hopefully first annual.
Yes.
So August 31st, 2019, a scant 3 months away.
Yes.
You will be able to come to, we're doing it in Portland, Oregon, at the historic Clinton Street Theater. It is going to be a full day of programming of Duck Feed and Friends podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have live episodes, and it's a theater. So it is like a movie theater. They show movie theaters. They have plays. So come in, eat junk food
mm-hmm.
with us, hang out, see live performances of Watch Out for Fireballs, Bonfireside Chat, Abject Suffering, Everything to Guppy, Teenage Dirtbags, Days of Future Cast. We're getting Jeremy to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also going to have a couple local podcasts
yep.
who we're buddies with perform because they're great. And also, so we're not talking for 8 hours at a time.
Yeah.
They're wonderful. So the people from Spec Script, which is a hilarious podcast, I'm going to be doing a reading, joining an episode, them for an episode of that next month, where somebody writes a spec script of a TV show they've never seen before. It is very funny.
Yeah.
The example I used, the one I went and watched live, I've listened to a few of them, but the one I watched live was about Entourage. And when I was sitting there, I was like, I would be good at this. I would make the character Turtle a turtle. And the person who wrote it did that more subtly and funnier than I ever could have. Like, there is the creeping realization that this character is actually a turtle that happens through it. That is very funny.
Nice.
And then Abject Suffering alum Carolyn Main doing the podcast version of her show that is based on her game she created called Pitch Please,
mm-hmm.
Which is the game of 1 minute movie pitches based on premises that come from random cards.
Yes. Yeah. So we're very excited about this. There will be more details about tickets and things like that. We want to make it reasonable. We're putting this out as a save the date if you need to make travel arrangements. For this again, August the 31st.
Yep. That's a Saturday. And I, you know, recommend like tickets are going to be very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not like in transparency, like we're not trying to make money off this.
No, no.
We are flying people out. Like Jeremy and Cole are flying out and hotel and renting a theater for a mm-hmm. day,
yeah.
Is a spicy meatball. Right. Yeah. And there are a lot of additional costs. We're doing this as a celebration of the fact that we get to do what we like doing for a living.
Yes.
And as a thank you,
mm-hmm.
In part. So a celebration, a thank you. It's going to be super reasonable. Come on out. Like, we know people will fly out. We're doing it in Portland, so we don't have to fly everyone out.
Right.
Like, you know, it's to make it feasible. Come on out. You have a lot of time to hopefully get a good deal on a flight, grab any Airbnb. If you're on the Slack, maybe we should make a channel for people like splitting hotels and shit.
No.
Come out. I think it will be really fun. Mm-hmm. It's also... we've never done this. Maybe it will be the kind of disaster that you want to see.
Yeah.
Maybe we will totally fall on our fucking faces and, you know, just literally just one of us has an uncontrollable set of the farts.
Yeah.
And the other one gains a kind of like weird asshole echolalia where like
right.
that butthole farts whenever the other one butthole farts, you know?
Right. Buttholes. Yeah, whenever the foothole farts.
Whenever one is a game of football.
One of us might be electrocuted.
Sure.
You know, maybe a sandbag will fall on one of us. You want to be there.
Yeah, a piano.
Yep.
You know, an anvil. Uh-huh. I talked to the lady who runs the theater about getting some anvils up there just to add a sense of danger,
right.
And how teetery they're going to be. We're also going to that night. So that's going to be the kind of show portion of it, mm-hmm. like a full day of programming. And then that night we're going to do a meetup at a local barcade. And we're all going to be hanging out.
Yeah.
So a bunch of Duck Feed people are going to be there. Come drink some beers with us. We will be tired, but happy.
Yep.
And, I think it'll be worth people's time and money. I really want to see people come out. Would love to see you there.
Yes.
And if we keep doing this, like, how cool it would be to go to the first one.
Yeah.
Like, this is something we're able to do every year, which I would love to do. Please come out.
Yeah. So once again, August the 31st, more details coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Including how to purchase tickets, and kind of event programming and stuff like that.
Right.
But we wanted to let you know, now that we have the confirmations, I can tell you it is going to happen, barring like one of us dying.
Right.
So we wanted to announce it as early as we possibly could responsibly, so people could make travel arrangements, but not so early that like if something happened and we had to change the date, people would be fucked.
Yeah.
We have confirmed with the theater.
Right.
So that was the big thing. And now it is time for everything else to fall into place. So please come on out.
Yeah.
Duckfest, first annual. Gonna be fun. Yep. We're fatter in real life, I promise.